This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions with Iran, which has been blamed for an attack on Saudi oil facilities. But he warned if diplomacy fails, President Trump will make necessary decisions to achieve objectives. In an interview with ABC's This Week, Pompeo says both he and President Trump want to give diplomacy every chance to succeed.
To underscore this,
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said Sunday the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area would create insecurity in that region. U.S. President Trump and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi have appeared together in Houston, Texas, Sunday before a largely Indian audience and about 50,000 people who packed a Houston stadium. Modi noted the number of people watching their appearance around the world.
Millions around the world, in different time zones, are with us today. They are witnessing history in the making.
But the U.S. and India have yet to agree on a trade deal, which has been stalled since the U.S. canceled India's special trade status. In turn, India increased tariffs on several dozen American products. U.S. President Trump has admitted talking about corruption with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, but stopped short of saying that they talked about investigating 2020 leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. A Wall Street Journal report says that Mr. Trump urged Zelensky 8 times to investigate Biden and his son Hunter. Trump reportedly wanted to know whether a Ukrainian gas company tried to win favors by hiring Hunter while Joe Biden was vice president. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is working to find a diplomatic outcome to tensions again. In Iran, Iran is being blamed for the attack on Saudi oil facilities, but Pompeo warned if diplomacy fails, President Trump will make necessary decisions and achieve objectives.
When it's the case that we no longer believe that we can convince the Iranian regime to behave in the way that we've asked them to behave, just to behave like a normal nation, I think the whole world knows, including the Iranian regime, of American military might.
Later on that same program, former Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said the U.S. needs to develop a coherent strategy with its allies for dealing with Iran.
This is an issue that's going to be best satisfied, best possible outcome will come from a coalition of nations that want a stable Middle East, and that has to be our goal, to stabilize this situation.
Earlier, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said the presence of foreign forces in the Persian Gulf area will create insecurity in that region. The Trump administration is backing away from its attempt to cut $4 billion from the amount of foreign aid distributed by the United States. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has that story.
Lawmakers from the Democratic and Republican parties push back, calling the plan an attempt to sidestep the authority of Congress over government spending. A White House official tells VOA that despite President Donald Trump's desire to be wise about where U.S. money is going, it is clear that there are many in Congress who are not willing to join in curbing wasteful spending. Trump earlier in the week said he was considering scaling back an effort to slash foreign aid and would decide on the proposal within days. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Yemen's Houthi movement said early Monday that 5 civilians from one family were killed in airstrikes by the Saudi-led coalition in Omran province in Yemen, according to the Houthi-owned TV station. Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthis said that the Saudi-led coalition carried out the airstrikes on a mosque the family went to when the strikes occurred. 2 children from the same family are missing, with searches for them going under the rubble of the targeted mosque, according to that TV report. President Trump again admitting that he did talk about corruption with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He did stop short of saying that they talked about anything pertaining to an investigation of leading Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The
voice of OAA.